We're joined, as always, on the show on a Sunday morning by Simon, our weather expert, Mr. Simon Evans with us. Hi, Simon. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing all right, John. I'm just in the garden with my lovely cat, Mimi. She's just going around the garden for her first adventure of the spring.
Oh, love that. I, do you know what? I think we can learn a lot from cats, actually, because, you know, they're very, they kind of do what they want to do. They're very independent. I think we could be more cat in our own lives.
Indeed. You said it, John.
Yeah. So how long have you had your cat, then?
Oh, she's about 15 years old now.
There you go. I wonder if your cat, Mimi, will get on with magic, because that'd be quite interesting to see, my cat magic.
I don't know. They might be a bit towards your cats. Don't get on other cats. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It's like my sister's cat, who came around in COVID lockdown, and Mimi was a bit jealous because I had a cat in the house. He wasn't very happy.
We're going to be talking about cats, actually, later, because there's a campaign, Cats Protection, and another charity called Songbird Survival. Basically, they're looking at ways that we can, spend time with our cat, play with our cat, distract the cat so they're not going attacking songbirds, because man, that's a real problem. So that's quite interesting.
Indeed, sounds lovely.
Has your cat ever brought in any like birds or animals or anything like that?
When she was younger, she used to catch birds and mice, but she's not doing that any longer. She doesn't do much of catching birds or mice any longer.
Well, I found some chicken in a supermarket when I went shopping the other day and gave it to Magic. He seems happy, so that's how you keep a cat happy. Give him some chicken. Anyway, how have you been? What's been going on with you this week then, Simon?
Well, I've been out and about last few days. I'm trying to think what I've been doing. Been doing a lot of the stuff. I did a walk round Gosford Park Lake in a heavy rain shower on Wednesday, which was fun. And can't think what else I've done lately. It's been a lot of stuff lately going on in my life, let's put it that way.
There you go. Always keeping busy, which is good, yes. And weather-wise then, I mean, what can we expect for Easter Sunday for the weather?
It will be very sunny and cloudy today, and it will be more cloudy than it will Saturday, and it'll be more wetter and settled on Bank Holiday Monday as usual, unfortunately, for being Easter on Bank Holiday weekend.
That sounds about right. When it gets to Easter Bank Holiday, yeah, on a Monday, you're like, yeah, it's going to rain. You kind of get used to that idea, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And there's been some tornadoes in America recently, which is interesting, and there's been lots of other weather going on in the world globally lately, John, which is interesting weather-wise. And they think that the Earth's rotation is slowing down by a few seconds. I think it's 2035, they reckon we'll have a few extra seconds in the day, which is caused by climate change, apparently. It's on my YouTube channel. Have a look at that. And I've got other things as well. I've got stories about the weather, historical history of the weather so far, this history of Easter weekend weather. So we've had 1949, we had a temperature of approximately 29.5 Celsius. That was a hot Easter. 2010 was a very snowy Easter. 2013 was the coldest Easter in Brainerd, -13 Celsius, which is interesting. And we've just had lots of interesting Easters, and a stormy Easter in 2016. So Easter every year, and it moves around. So this year it's early. Last year it was in sort of 10th of April, so it varies every year. And you get a hot Easter, you can get a very cold and snowy Easter around the UK, basically.
There were some storms the other the other day, sort of Thursday night. It was quite a stormy night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Storm Nigel, which I did predict on my show.
Storm Nigel, okay.
Well, it's not made by the Spanish Met. It's made by the Spanish Met Office, not made by the Irish Met Office. It should have been Storm Kathleen, I reckon, but the Spanish beat the British Met Office, Irish Met Office to it. So they weren't very good, the Met Office. They didn't put out a yellow warning until, I think they were too late to do it. They put a yellow warning out too late in the daytime. A lot of people got caught up on the trains. A lot of trains were cancelled, delayed on the Thursday afternoon to evening. And I think a lot of people weren't expecting it. I mean, it was sort of put down 45 miles per hour, 55 miles per hour. They did put a yellow warning out until the last minute. So they were a bit hopeless, the Met Office were.
It blew my wheelie bins over. My mum's wheelie bin got blown over as well. So, it was quite... and the wind howling down the chimney. It's, it's not what you expect this time of year. It should be, spring. It should be sunny. I mean, over the weekend, it's been all right. I mean, yesterday there was quite a bit of cloud around. But, so you think we're going to be all right, apart from Monday, that's going to be the wet day.
It was all due to the SSW we've had that's caused us to have this turbulent weather in the spring this year, very chilly and cold and unsettled weather conditions. That's what's causing this our weather at the moment, we're having at the moment. We've gone to very low upper air temperatures across the North Pole, a reversal for quite some time, very low, at record-breaking temperatures, lower than last year. It was a proper SSW. It was very late, though, so that's why we're having extended winter, you know what I mean, into the spring this year. Unfortunately, I mean, it's warm in that sun, but as soon as that cloud comes in, blocks that sun out, it literally doesn't, it makes it feel cold, especially in the evening. Like, I was walking, what was it, Wednesday in that heavy rain shower, temperature dropped down to 8 Celsius from about 10 to 12 Celsius. Then after that, it warmed up, and then the end of the day, it was quite warm on Wednesday afternoon. I wore a jumper, I ran to Ashbelt, it was quite warm. Then in the evening, temperature dropped, and it got very chilly, and I needed a coat. So it's very, topsy-turvy this time in the weather.
Yeah, it makes it a nightmare because, you know, when you're leaving the house, you think, you know, it's a warm day, I'm just going to wear a t-shirt, and then you get cold later. So you've got to try and think what you're going to wear and plan a little bit. But yeah, anyway, and are you, what are your plans for Easter? Are you going to be having like a family meal and stuff like that?
Well, we did a family walk on Saturday, Easter Saturday this weekend, with my mum and dad. We went by Box Hill for a walk, which is quite pleasant. Easter Sunday today, well, I might go for a walk somewhere around the North Downs maybe. It's a nice day today to get out about. It's not so sunny as it was on Saturday, but it's at least dry. It's dry enough a little bit. I think the River Way is on upper River Way is on flood alert at the moment, and the whole stream is as well at the moment, which is not good news.
Okay.
So I don't know how far I'll get down to Guildford today, but I'll give it a shot.
Give it a go, see how far
I can get. But it's just the grass. The ground's soaking wet. In the lawn and my mum's dad's back garden at the moment, it's too wet to cut at the moment, so I can't cut the grass.
Yeah, there you go. That's an Easter weekend thing to do, cut the lawn. But as you say, if it's wet, it chews it all up and you end up with like a mud bath, don't you?
Well, it's quite a mess with it, so it's a dry out, so maybe I won't be doing that today, but I'll probably walk down to Guildford today. There you go.
Have you been eating Easter eggs today at all, or are you a kind of chocolatey type person?
I have my Easter egg later on this evening, because I want to have it later on this evening, not this morning.
What's your favourite Easter egg then? What if you could choose any Easter egg, what would it be?
Dairy milk Easter egg, just plain dairy milk.
Keep it nice and simple. Lovely. Okay, yeah. Simon, it's always good to talk to you. If we want to follow your adventures on YouTube, how do we do that again?
Simon Egg Evans.
Brilliant. Thank you, Simon. We'll catch up with you next week.
Bye, everyone. Bye, John Andrews.
Thank you. Happy Easter.